Today, the Attorney General's office is filing in two separate district courts in this state consent decrees and consent judgments concerning two violations of the One Call law in separate parts of the state. They will pay the maximum civil penalty and be enjoined from further and further violations. But we thought it would be helpful to discuss the two violations and the two problems and the seriousness of people complying with the law concerning a One Call. What happened back in April up in Plymouth County, up in northwest Iowa, was a huge explosion as a result of a violation of One Call. The DeRocher Construction Company embarked on some work on some tile on a farm in rural Plymouth County without calling the One Call. The idea, of course, of One Call is that it's a centrally located calling center that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And you can just call there, you should call 48 hours before the excavation to find out through the local utilities who are alerted whether there is any pipelines and pipelines or other underground activities. It can include natural gas, hazardous liquids, all forms of communication, electricity, cable TV, and other things that might be buried under the earth that we don't want accidentally disturbed. So instead of complying with that, as the vast majority of Iowans do who dig in our state, they didn't. And this is the result. They hit a tile, they hit a natural gas line, 24-inch natural gas line of northern natural gas. There was a massive explosion and fire. Two individuals that were working for DeRocher Construction were injured. They could have been injured much more seriously. They heard a hissing noise and started to run and escaped. Near where they were, the construction equipment was blown into the air and dropped. They were very fortunate to have not serious injuries. I believe they were hospitalized and released. There was a crater, a huge crater, 100 feet long, 35 feet wide, and 30 feet deep. That is a massive explosion. One week later, the same construction company dug not too far away, a half mile away. Fortunately, there was no catastrophe there. There was no pipeline broken. But it was a case that we thought was particularly unusual given what they'd been through just a week earlier. So we've secured the maximum penalty for them, $20,000. The maximum penalty is $10,000 per incident per day if it's natural gas or other hazardous liquids, $1,000 a day concerning other things that are buried under the surface of the land. In Jackson County, just 2 days later, on April 27th, there was work done by the Cundy Dozing and Tile Company near Zwingle. I think I may be one of the few people in the room that knows where Zwingle is. It's just over the border from Dubuque County, where I grew up, so I'm familiar with Zwingle and that area. They struck a 16-inch natural gas line owned by Mid-American. There was a massive fire and explosion. Fortunately, no injuries. A large crater, as in the other case, the tiling equipment and the construction equipment was destroyed. There's a $10,000 penalty. The maximum being assessed against them as well, in addition to an injunction going forward. During active construction months, as many as 50,000 Iowans and Iowa companies contact One Call. Throughout the year, it's in excess of 400,000 calls that are handled effectively and professionally, and the word gets to those that immediately that own the underground lines or facilities, and they go out and mark where they are, if it's within the construction area that's been designated. This is a very good process, a very good activity. We don't have a lot of violations, but we had two very dramatic violations here earlier in this year that we want and are getting the maximum penalty, and we want to draw to the attention of Iowans this requirement, the high compliance rates, and what happens when those individuals do not comply. These were very serious incidents, and we're very fortunate there was no serious injury in either one of them. With me is Ben Booth from One Call, whose organization, as I say, does a very good job getting the word out where the digging is going to be in our state. Ben, anything you want to add?
Well, thank you, Attorney General Miller. These two examples just emphasize the serious nature of excavating near underground utilities. The primary point, that the general purpose of Iowa One Call, is to prevent this type of damage to the infrastructure, which provides essential services to all Iowans. And the good thing about the Iowa One Call system, it's just a simple notification. You can simply dial 811 on your telephones, or you can access the Iowa One Call system through the internet, through our online ticketing system. It is a law, and all you need to do is plan ahead. You need to contact Iowa One Call at least 48 hours prior to commencing with your excavations, and that does not include Saturdays and Sundays or legal holidays. It's very important that all Iowans understand that even the most simple task, such as pounding a stake into the ground, doing activities and landscaping procedures in your own backyards, those are activities that constitute excavation under Iowa law. And the system is in place to protect you, to safeguard the infrastructure, and most importantly, to safeguard Iowa communities. So again, you know what's below when you call 811 prior to digging.
Okay. Any questions?
Do we have an estimate of damage to in these incidents at all, in the neighborhood?
Yeah, Dave Stewart is the lawyer in our office, the head of the Environmental Division that does this as well. Dave, I think there are some estimates from the pipeline companies.
Northern Natural and Mid-American have both computed their damages, and I know it's in six figures for both.
Six figures.
Yeah. And, of course, there'd be the damage to the construction equipment, too. In both cases, I think the construction equipment was totally destroyed.
And the injuries to the two workers, they've recovered their...
Right, they were hospitalized briefly.
But briefly.
Yeah.
And again, they were very fortunate not to be injured severely or even lose their lives.
Do we have an idea of whether these violations are increasing or staying the same, these two incidents? Or are they just tip of the iceberg, or are they just anomalies?
There's, you know, vast compliance with the law in this state, and we're fortunate for that. There are some exceptions. These are the exceptions. I think there's only been one repeat violator in our state's history. So compliance is generally good, but the exceptions can be very, very dangerous.
What are violators telling you, giving as an excuse? I mean, is there a charge? Is it inconvenient, or do they have an excuse at all?
There's absolutely no real excuse. There's no charge. It's even a free phone call. There's absolutely no expense in doing the right thing. There's no reason, particularly that are people that are in the business of doing this. There's absolutely no excuse to not do this. Now, you're doing some work on getting the word out to tiling companies that...
Absolutely.
Obviously, both of these were in that category.
Absolutely. Iowa One Call has ongoing outreach communication efforts, and we have multiple markets that we outreach to, including the homeowner and the professional sector, and we're involved in doing specific programming for the agricultural land improvement contractor markets.
Is it a matter of constant education that new... actors get into the business, or is it constant education that's the problem?
It's always a matter of constant, ongoing education. This is a law. The law's been in place for more than 20 years, since 1993. So, you know, when you get into a line of work, your profession, it's expected that you know the rules and regulations and policies of your profession, but we do continue and will continue to provide educational awareness for the Iowa One Call system.
Do you know if either of these companies had used One Call before and this was a time that they didn't? Any idea?
Dave, do we know?
Yes, they've used One Call before.
And they certainly should have on these two occasions.
That's right.
Particularly if you're in construction, One Call is not a mystery or something that's unknown. It's a very, very important part and a routine part of any kind of excavation business.
See if there are any questions by phone.
How about the phone? Are there any questions on the phone?
Yeah, this is Nick Hitrick at the Sioux City Journal.
Yes, go ahead.
I was calling. I had a couple questions. First, Mr. Booth, could you repeat your title for me, please?
I am the Public Relations and Communications Manager for Iowa One Call.
Yeah. He's your contact at Iowa
okay.
One Call.
All right. And then, second, the statutes, are those set, or the fines, are those set by state statute, or does the AG's office have any discretion on the amount of those?
The maximum, which is the $10,000 per incident, is set by statute, then it's our discretion, you know, to within that range. But the maximum is set by the legislature.
Okay, and with regards to the incident in Plymouth County, has that fine been paid now, or are the companies just today getting notified of your findings?
They've been notified. They've agreed to the consent decree in the case and agreed to the fine. Dave, have they paid the money yet? You know,
we have the payment. We're waiting court approval of the decree.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Okay, we have the payment. As soon as the court approves it, we think it will be today. We will execute on the payment.
Okay, so you do have the check in hand.
That's right.
Okay, and then. Will there be copies of these consent decrees made available, or are they on file in the courthouse in Plymouth County?
They will go out via news release very shortly.
Okay, great.
This is Dar Danielson of Radio Iowa. I thought I heard, but it was a little off mic. Did you say that the gas companies are also both suing the contractor? Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah, Dave, do you want to come up here and just describe that so it comes out over the microphone or really by the phone there.
Dave, do you want to identify yourself?
Yeah. This is Dave Sheridan, Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Environmental and Agriculture Division in our office.
The question was whether the pipeline companies have filed suit. Our office heard today that Northern Natural Gas has filed suit. I'm not aware of a suit by MidAmerican at this point.
Okay. Anything else?
On another subject?
Sure.
Secretary of State has asked for rules on voter identification. Is your staff looking at that? Is that within his purview? Any thoughts at all?
Yeah, we're working very closely with the Secretary of State and his office concerning the rules concerning registration to vote, and are defending. There's a lawsuit. We're actively defending that lawsuit, and working with the Secretary to try and shape a process ultimately where people who aren't eligible to vote do not vote, and people who are eligible to vote are not deterred or suppressed in any way from voting. Both of us are trying to handle this in a responsible way to balance those important issues, and we're defending the lawsuit.
Secretary of State is maintaining that there's a potential of 1,000 or so, a number of not eligible voters who are registered to vote. Have you looked at those facts and figures? What is your understanding?
Well, what we will be doing is working closely with the Secretary of State on these issues and defending the lawsuit that's been brought against him. Okay. Anything?
Chairman Miller?
Yes.
topic of the one call. This is Christy Ramon with KTIV TV in Sioux City.
Yes.
Back to the DeRocher incident in Plymouth County. My understanding of what you said here is there was the first incident, and you said that they had a second incident a week later.
That's correct. That's correct. There was a second violation a week later. Fortunately, no pipeline or there was no damage was done a week later. But we've assessed and they've agreed to pay the maximum fine for the incident the week later, even without damage, because you know, we think they should have learned from the explosion a week earlier.
Was that also in a farm field, or what violation was that? Was that just general construction?
It was a farm field situation.
Drainage tile, the same type of thing?
Yes, yes.
And yeah. Could you just break down for me I know you're they're paying $20,000 maximum fines, but can you break down that penalty? Just explain that one more time. So it was $10,000 for the one and $10,000 for the second?
The maximum penalty is $10,000 if it's natural gas or hazardous liquids that's involved. The DeRocher had the one violation on April 25th that created the huge explosion. They had another violation shortly thereafter that did not involve damage. But what we thought was appropriate, and they've agreed, is that they pay the maximum fine, $10,000, on each of the two incidents for a total of $20,000. Okay. Anything else?
Tom, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ed Anderson at Radio Dubuque. The second construction company near Zwingo there, was that a farm field too related incident?
It was a farm field, and it was tiling. It was a very similar kind of accident and happening. And you know, we're trying to direct some attention to those that are involved in the construction of tiling to make sure that they do comply with the law, so that we don't have the kind of explosions and potential damage and loss of life that happened in these two incidents.
Well, they received also the maximum fine of $10,000 just for that one incident, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, what was the name of that company again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
It's Ekundi Dozing and Tile. It's spelled K-U-N-D-E.
If I could. So do you think maybe that they're not reporting or making the call to one call because they might lose the contract? Could that be a reason?
They shouldn't lose the contract if they make the call. I think that the whole system is structured so that they can make the call. They can make it 48 hours before they're going to do the construction. Maybe that they forget. I'm not sure. What they do, it takes 5 minutes to make the call, and you know, like I said, 400,000 calls are made in the right way each year. There's no excuse for not doing it.
Do you get the results in 5 minutes?
No, the call takes 5 minutes. The results are over the 48 hours before you go out to do the construction. It's marked by the utilities if there is something in the land that's being excavated.
A follow-up question for Mr. Booth. You mentioned that if you're going to pound a stake in the ground or you're going to do any landscaping, you need to make that phone call. You know, a lot of people would think, if I'm putting a tree in my yard, yes, I understand that, but if they're going to put some bushes or shrubs or do some rock work up next to their house, do they still need to make that phone call?
Absolutely, and it's always best to err on the side of caution. There are some general exemptions under the Iowa Code Chapter 480, and normal residential gardening would be one of them. You could certainly research that via our website at iowaonecall.com. But again, because this is about damage prevention and safety and protecting literally your community and your families, it's always best to err on the side of caution and call before you dig. It is a free call. As Attorney General likes to say, it's fast, it's free, and it's the law.
Okay,